Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the 14th parak of Maseches Yevamos, and we are doing Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalit. So after learning the halachos of Kiddushin and Gerushin of a Cheresh man or a Chereshes woman, so now we're going to talk about Yibum, when you have such people with such disabilities. Shnei Achim Chereshim Nesum L'Shtei Achoyos Charshos. If you have two brothers who are both Chereshim that are married to two sisters who are also Chereshos, O L'Shtei Achoyos Pichos, or they're married to two sisters who are fully functioning. Or they're married to two sisters, one of whom is a chareshes and the other one is a pikachas. Or you have two sisters who are both chareshos, married to two brothers who are fully functional. Or to two brothers who are both chareshon. Or to two brothers, one of whom is a cheresh and one of whom is a pikach. So if one of these brothers dies without children, and now you have a yibum situation with the other brother, hare elu paturus min hachalitim min hayibum, they're all pater from chalitim from yibum, because in each case the almana is a sister to the wife of the second brother, so that's an erva. And even though in all these cases the second brother's marriage involves someone who's cheresh or chereshes, and therefore she's an erva to him only midrabanan, that's enough to cancel a zika, because the brother's marriage also was only on a drabanan level. So the Zika in the first place was Drabanan, and she's an Erva Midrabanan. So the Erva Midrabanan undoes the Zika Midrabanan. Now, what's the halacha where the widow was not a sister of the second wife's, of the second brother's wife? So if the two women were not related to each other, Yichnosu, then the second brother should marry them, meaning do Yibum with the Almana, because she is not an Erva to him. And if afterward they want to get divorced, good, so then they can get divorced. But they can't do chalitza with the yavama, because either they or the yavama are charashim, and the cheresh cannot do chalitza. So cheresh is excluded from the possibility of doing chalitza. So now the Mishnah is going to talk about cases where one brother's marriage involves a cheresh or a chereshes, that would make it only a drabban marriage, and the other brother's marriage is a daraisa marriage. Shnei achim echel cheresh v'chpikech. We have two brothers, one is a cheresh and the other one is a pikech. Either married to two women who are married to two women who are fully functional, the man who was a cheresh married to a fully functional woman died. So what should the brother who's a full pikech do at this point? So he doesn't do anything. He can't do yibum or chalitza, because the almana is free to go. She has no zika, because it's the sister of his wife, so that's an erva on a daraisa level, and that therefore takes care of the problem of the issue of the zika. Now, what if it's the opposite, that the normal brother died, the fully functioning brother died, and now it's the brother who's a cheresh that faces the possibility of doing yibum? Meis pikeach pala pikachas, mayasa cheresh pal pikachas. If the pikeach died and he had a real daraisa marriage, what should the cheresh, the survivor brother, to who's married to this woman's fully functioning sister? His wife, but he's only married to the fully functioning sister on a drabanan level, whereas the zika was a result of a marriage that was on a daraisa level. So motzi ishto beget, he has to divorce his own wife, because she's asur to him, because she's the sister of his zukuka, of the woman that's zakukt him for yibum, veshasachav asur liyolam, and his brother's wife, he's going to be asur to him forever. He can't do yibum with her because she's his wife's sister on a drabanan level, and she can't marry any other man, because midar raisa she still has a zika to him, and he can't do chalitza because he's a cheresh, and it's just a technicality that a cheresh simply cannot perform chalitza. Now we're going to switch the case where both brothers are pikchim, but one of the sisters is a cheresh. So shnei achim pikchim. If you have two brothers that are both pikchim, nesum l'shtei achayos achas chereshes pikachas, married to two sisters, one of whom is a chereshes and one of whom is a pikachas, meis pikach bal chereshes. the pikeach, the husband of the chareshes dies, mayasa pikeach bal pikachas. So what should the normal brother, who's the husband of the normal sister, do? Teitze mishamachos isha, can't do anything, can't do yim or chalitza, because there's no zika, because it's an erva, it's a chos ishto. Now, what if the reverse happens? Meis pikeach bal pikachas, the fully functioning man, who is the married to the fully functioning woman, dies, mayasa pikeach bal chareshes. What should the fully functioning brother do to take care of the yibum? He's currently married on a drabbanon level to a chareshes. So motzi es ishto begeri, divorces his wife with the get v'zei shesach b'chalitza, and he does chalitza with his brother's wife. He can't do yibum because she's his wife's sister on a drabbanon level. She's an erva, and since he's normal, he can do chalitza, and she'll be allowed to get remarried. Meaning, if he were a chayrish, he would not be able to do chalitza. Now we have a case where both the husband and the wife were in at least one of the two marriages were charashim. Shnei achim echrecherish v'echad pikech nisuim l'shtei achayos achas charashes v'achas pikachas. So cherish is married to a charashes and the pikech is married to pikachas. The two men are brothers, the two women are sisters. Meis cherish bal charashes. The cherish, who's the husband of the charashes, dies without any children. Mayasa pikech bal pikachas. What does the surviving fully functional brother do? So teitzi mishamachos isha, nothing. She's an erva at the daraisa level, so she's pater from yibum v'chalitza. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. If the pikeach, the husband of the pikachas, dies without any children, mayasa cherish bal chareshes. So what does the cherish, the husband of the chareshes, do? His marriage is only midrabanan, so cannot free the almana from the zika, which is daraisa. So motzi ishto beger, he has to divorce his wife because she is achos yivimto on a drabanan level, meaning, and therefore she's an erva midrabanan. And the brother's wife is nebuch aser to marry anyone ever because he can't do yibum with her because she's his wife's sister, so that's on a drabanan level. And she can't marry any other person because there's a zika and there's no way to solve that zika because he's a cherish, so there's no chalitza that you're able to do. Now we're going to talk about cases where the brothers were married to women who were not related to each other. So shnei achim echa cherish echa pikech. Two brothers, one cherish, one pikech. Nusul mishtei noch rios pichos. We're married to two women who were not sisters and were both pichos. Meis cherish bal pikachas. The cherish, the husband of the pikachas, drops dead. Mayasa pikech bal pikachas. So what does the normal brother, the husband of the other fully functional woman, do? O chalitz o miyabim. So you could either do yibum or chalitza because she was married to his cherish brother on a drabana level and she's not related to his wife. So all of the dinim of yibum would work. Midrabanan. Meis pikech bal pikachas. If the fully functional man brother dies, and he's the one that was married to the fully functional woman, mayasa cherish bal pikachas. What does the cherish brother, the surviving cherish brother, do, who's married to a fully functional woman? He can't do chalitza because he's a cherish. So koneis, he can marry her by doing gibum, because she's not an erva, she's not related to his wife. Ve'ina motzi li'olam, but he'll never be able to divorce her because his marriage to her is a marriage on a daraisa level, since it was affected, it's a continuation of his brother's marriage. So that's a real zika on a daraisa level, and a cherish can't get divorced on a daraisa level, so he'll never be able to divorce her. Shnei achim pikim, what if you have two brothers who are both fully functional? Nesu'um l'shtei nochrios, achas pikachas v'achas chareshes. Married to two women unrelated to each other, one of whom is a pikachas and one of whom is a chareshes. Meis pikech bal chareshes. So if the normal brother, the husband of the chareshes, dies without children, mayasa pikech bal pikachas. What should the normal brother, the husband of the normal woman, do? He can't perform chalitz with her because she's a deaf mute. So what do you do? Koneis, he should marry the widow by doing yibum with her because she's not related to his wife. And if he wants to divorce her, he could divorce her since he's normal, and she can accept the divorce even though she is a chareshes, because you don't need the das of the isha to get divorced. Meis pikech bala pikachas. If the fully functioning brother, the husband of the fully functioning woman, dies without any children, mayasa pikech bal chareshes. So what should the fully functioning brother, the husband of the fully functioning woman, do? O chalitz o miyabim. So he has the option. He could either do chalitza because both he and the almana are pikchim, or he could do yibum because the widow isn't really related to him, she's not an erva to him in any which way. And now finally the last case in the Mishnah, husband and wife of one of the couples are, you know, both the husband and the wife in one couple are charashim, and the wives are not related to each other. Shnei achim echad cheresh echad pekech. Two brothers, one is a cheresh, one is a pekech. Nesuos l'shtei nachrias, achas chereshes v'achas pekechas, who are married to two unrelated women, one of whom is a chereshes and one of whom is a pekechas. So meis cheresh bal chereshes, if the cheresh brother dies and he had a marriage midrabanon with his chereshes wife, mayasa pikech bal pikachas, what does the pikech, the surviving pikech brother, do? Kones, he could do a yibum with her because she's not an erva to him. V'imratza lahotzi yotzi, and if he wants to divorce her afterwards, that's fine because he is a bardas. Meis pikech bal pikachas, if the pikech brother dies, mayasa cheresh bal chereshes, what should the surviving cheresh brother do? Kones, he could do yibum because she's not an erva to him. He cannot do chalitza because he's a cheresh, ve'ena motzilyolam, nor will he ever be able to divorce her because once again he's a cheresh and a cheresh is unable to effect divorce. Wow, so that was a long mission. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we spoke about two brothers who are charashim, married to two sisters who are charashos, I guess let's make a long story short. We went through every possible permutation of two brothers married to two sisters in terms of charashim and pikchim, and every possible permutation of two brothers married to two non-sisters in terms of charashim and pikchim, and we discussed in which cases you can do yibum, in which cases you can do nothing, and the woman is just stuck, she can't get married to anybody, in which cases you have the option to do either yibum or chalitza. Some of the basic principles that we were working with is that a cheresh is unable to do chalitza, so that is always a non-option when it comes to a cheresh or a chereshes. If either one of them is a cheresh, they're unable to do chalitza. Another basic principle that we're working with is that a cheresh is unable to give a get, even though a chereshes may receive a get, but a cheresh is unable to give a get, and obviously you're not able to do yibum with someone that's an erva to you, whether that person is an erva on a daraisa level or an erva on a drabana level. So we'll have that suffice as our summary of our two Mishnayos. So let's continue next time, Bez Hashem, in the 15th paragraph of Maseches Yevamos.